And welcome back to the first part of this installment of the SCP Black Files podcast, episode 12, A Trip Through the Library. We come to the party as you have just had your exit blocked off, and you're now beginning to consider your new options. What's everyone looking at? So you've just exited the small hallway that has led you from where your path has been blocked off behind you, and you're back in the larger open space. I don't think so. Spice it up every once in a while.
I just got back in the
If I remember right, everyone was together when that occurred.
Yeah.
Remember, I said I snuck down the hallway. Same stealth powers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's creepy. Oh, yeah, we're gonna find another way out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm gonna try to navigate my way through, I guess. Try to find another way out. So, what was that room layout? You said there is a staircase going down.
Mm-hmm.
We entered through one side. So is there only an entrance and staircase?
So if you're looking from the room down from the top, you've entered this room from one entrance at the far, if you're looking in the back of the room, about midway through the back, about the middle, through a small passage. There is a staircase to the top left corner from where you're standing right now. Yes, this seems to lead up to another terraced floor that wraps around this room and has branching hallways off of it. But otherwise, there's another doorway facing each direction out of this room except in front of you, if I remember correctly.
We all know that that's go up.
Whatever you all are planning, I would just suggest moving quick.
What is your thing for you? For kind of curious? Okay, about the same as
the library. Same as before.
Let's move.
So you're laying out the party procession, I should just confirm? Let's figure that out real quick. What's party order looking like?
I would take first or second.
I was attempting to.
To take first?
Yeah, though, hindsight, that probably wasn't a great idea.
No reason to stop you, so Riker's in front. Alden second.
I would be in last.
So we have Norik in the back, and Taylor in third. So, can I get a, some kind of awareness roll from you, Riker? And from you, Norik?
Awareness?
Did you mean me?
Nope. Riker and Norik, front and back.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a passive roll, just so I know what you have.
I got a 13.2.
I crit failed on two of them.
Mm-hmm. So 20.1 and 13.2 is what I heard?
Yes.
Ah, misheard you.
Yeah, pretty good for a pretty good for a guy with one eye.
Yeah, actually.
Speaking of
did you follow the rules for one eye? I assume you do. But...
Yes, you told me I could only use one type of die. I only have D8, so I can only use that.
Doesn't really hinder you then.
Yeah.
All right. It's so like where is it? So
that one
I'm assuming you all are heading up the staircase.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you start trotting up this large oaken staircase. It's about 16, 17 steps, and you're on a large wrapping balcony that overlooks the floor you were just on.
Were we able to see the balcony from below?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's about... So you can either walk the terrace, where it seems there's about two or three jutting exits, one by where you are at the staircase now, or one at the opposite corner, going back the way you came. Or it seems there's another flight of stairs that hook up to a third floor from where you are right now.
On like a mental, note, how high would I assume the second staircase would be?
Looks to be... From the level you're at, it looks to have increased about 30 feet. About 30 feet, yes.
So we would have been basically like I said
before. It's the second floor of this building.
Up is up. I mean...
So as you begin to trot up this, you're getting closer and closer to the roof. This staircase seems to lead into a side passage that's just branching off from the staircase only. It's like there's a porthole doorway. Seems as you're trotting through this, don't know if anyone's doing any stops or anything along the way, but it's you take a right as you pass through the staircase and begin on through this pathway.
I think from this point forward, I'll be checking just about every door to try and find a way out, since I know that we're above the street. I must be in a building.
Yeah, it's like... So if I just keep going this way, I'm also going to find a balcony or a window.
Right.
So you begin... Close. So you begin to trot along, and you crest past the first corner of this hallway. It's probably been about 40 feet since you got off that staircase. And it leads to a corner. Should explain the area a bit better. So the floors are thick... clean hewn oaken boards interlocked, and this is set as the floor to these large sandstone or limestone walls made of probably about 6 foot bricks or 6 foot cubes of rough hewn stone. Set probably every 50 to 60 feet is these windows, frosted windows, that are letting a natural trickle of light in. And you're coming up on this area where it starts to seem like there's some outcroppings. Maybe 15 feet ahead of you. So you head into this first outcropping, and it's packed wall to wall in shelving units of these large books, maybe wide range of colors, blues, reds, greens. They all have that slightly dusty tone to them, though. What are you doing?
Well, we've found an entrance. I'm going to start walking towards it to make sure that it's actually an entrance exit.
No, you did not find an entrance exit. You found an alcove. There seems to be about 4 or 5 of these along the way ahead of you.
But it does have natural light.
There's been natural light all throughout here, or what you assume is natural light. It's that foggy glass.
Yeah, it's like sunlight.
Where are the rooms?
Probably just above your the tip of your waist, probably about half a foot above your waist. There are arched windows set in a metal frame. So you step in this alcove, and you're trying to pop through these books. Give me a ancient languages check.
While he does that, how ruined are the buildings?
None of it is ruined at all, actually. Much past that, I'm going to request an architecture roll. If you want more detail of quality of materials and all that kind of stuff, more of an analysis.
Was that architecture?
Architecture, yes. Intelligence. What'd you get? 2.2 total? You open this tome and it seems to be written in some heavy Arabic scrawl. You start popping through the tomes in this outcropping and it seems to be written in some heavy Arabic scrawl.
So basically
Different language. While earlier you were seeing more African languages and Indian languages, you were seeing a West Asian text.
Could I go up to,
Seems like. Yes, Nort?
I'm sorry for interrupting. I was just curious, could I go up and knock on the glass?
Yes. So you come up to this glass and you... Sounds like glass.
Could I go up to the shelves and grab one of the books and try to throw the book as hard as I can at the glass?
Give me some kind of throw roll.
Okay.
There's literally throw, if I remember right.
Let's see.
Yes, catch/throw. Dexterity.
I got a 15.7 for my architecture. I'm kind of just... My theory is that this is either something that's been built underground or something that's been sinking underground over time.
So you start... I'm going to manage this architectural roll after... And then I'll come back to your throw attempt in a second.
Okay.
So you're starting to pat at these walls and really starting to look around at the architecture here. It's... As I think we've previously determined, looks to be about a, I want to say I said 1400s to 1600s time period kind of architecture. High terraced ceilings, gabled roofs, the whole shebang. As you're looking more, you've, maybe not experienced, but as a hobby you were looking into architecture maybe a couple years back. And you remember looking into British religious architecture, and this is reminiscent of both that, but more specifically, this material really reminds you of something that I've seen from Scotland. The material itself.
And that was sort of like the brickwork that you were talking about before?
Yes, it is a rough hewn limestone, as you might.
Okay, so I rolled a 19.9.
So you're rearing this book back. The book... So it impacts with the window, and it drops down. And as you're coming to the window, it seems to have gotten a fractal shatter in it, where the book landed its impact. But as you're watching it, it seems like the cracks itself are beginning to reseal from the edges to the center. I'm not going to call for an awareness check, as I've already received one.
Once Norik throws something at the window, I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to find an exit. Isn't that what we're trying to do?
He's not wrong.
I mean, that was
good. I support this book throwing I support the book throwing strategy here.
Alright. I guess this time your strange impulsiveness works.
Well, one thing's for sure. This glass must be really strong to take the impact to that. Ooh. I guess so.
So none of these are actually locked behind doors. I should make that clear. These are small alcoves. So you're... There's not been a door up to this point. The hallway seems to take a 45-degree turn, and there's... As you keep passing by, another two or three of these alcoves as you continue to walk.
I think hearing that these windows are, like, surprisingly sturdy, I'll go ahead and also take a... Probably also just a book and just go and bash at the window myself. And start throwing it.
So that's going to be a... I'm going to just take a melee with a back end strength.
Yeah.
While that's happening, I'm going to ask, can our pack leader give me a reaction roll as you've spotted something? As your partner has stepped to the side to mess with what's going on.
Once.
Keep upgrading the die. So what's that melee strength roll?
7.2.
The book seems to have just bounced off in much the same manner. You critically succeeded. I've previously stated, please take a point of reference for that.
What the hell is this window made of?
That 1.8.
So I'm going to give you one reaction, as something has seemed to have started hurtling out of the outcropping ahead of you. Hurtling. It is moving at a fast pace directly towards the party.
Kim, do I have enough reactions?
One reaction. That would take your reaction. I need one action. I'm going to set 15 seconds on the clock.
Everyone move.
So you're using your action to draw a weapon. Your weapon's up. At this point, I'm going to call for a roll to initiative from the party.
Okay.
So that is going to be intelligence with your initiative modifier.
Intelligence.
Initiative is under abilities.
Oh, that's just glorious. I got a 3.8, so I guess it matches my leg's current status.
11.2.
All right, so I see a 3.8 and 11.2. 14.8. Now I'm going to roll for whatever is coming at you.
Surprisingly, I look pretty good on intelligence.
You have one?
I have one. I think every time I roll.
Yeah, I have two, but it still sucks.
All right. So the rule of speed activates for whatever is coming at you. So I'm just finishing my initiative track, but I have everyone written down. So whatever this is, as you are in the front of the queue, you finally get a good sight at what this is, but just too late as it comes hurtling at you. It seems to be a book that is wide open. It is, and on the inside, there are what look to be rows of teeth.
It's gonna eat me!
So I'm going to make an attack roll at this point with whatever this is. It is rolling against a reaction defense. As you have not had a chance to do a dodge roll, it is going to hit against your base reaction defense with a roll of 11. What is your I'm assuming that beats your reaction defense?
Yes.
Are you wearing ballistic armor?
Were we given it?
If it is not marked on your sheet, you most likely do not have it. So then you are stricken as the teeth latch onto your arm for 2 points of damage. Now, but at that point, it moves on to your turn in the initiative.
Is it latched on?
It seems to have latched on, then ripped back, ripping some of your coat with it. If you're trying to say you're trying to make a targeted roll, yes, you can. That does incur a penalty. If I remember correctly, it's a -4 or something like that. No. That's what it is. You roll against its standard, but you immediately will do it. Yes? That was you were readying your gun from a hip state, and that's what used your bonus round I gave you. So what's going to happen is you're going to roll an attack against these guys. Dexterity with your gun skill. One moment. 19.9. So you do, as is the case for a targeted shot, you do not, if I remember correctly, the rule is you don't deal any damage, but you get to do a direct mutilation. Based off of what type of weapon it is.
How mutilations are fun?
Honestly, piercing is one of the scarier mutilations in this game. So I'm going to give you a shot call in a moment, as I have to pull my mutilation deck to be prepared for you. So, this is an my original call of what type of mutilation this is incorrect. This is actually an impale mutilation. So, I will give you a call. I have 6 cards in front of me, as you cannot draw from hand. Pick a number between 1 and 6.
5.
Number 5. It seems you have stricken the enemy for a moment. 1d6 damage. It seems to have slowed down with whatever hit, however you've hit this. So, you strike into this book with this attack, and whatever you hit, you might have hit straight down the seam of the book as it splays out into a burst of that smell of old paper and the smell of, animal blood. And it explodes into a flurry of paper shards.
Was it just like one of the books that I was reading, basically?
No, this came out from a later... what you're asking.
Like, I'm asking, is it the same type of book?
So, give me a little... Let's say a fate roll.
Right. I got a whole 3.
A whole 3? Alright. Yep. seems to be much of the same of what you guys have found thus far.
Don't pick up books.
Well, I think we're still sort of, like, in the couple of seconds of initiative, because I'm going to immediately be diving for cover and looking for anything else.
Okay.
Dive!
So, as everyone's dove out the way in their various forms, I think we're going to call this first half of the episode to a close, so we can step out to an ad break. And welcome back to part two of the SCP Black Files podcast. So, coming off that last little bit of action, a few of our players during the break decided to buy some drama cards. The first one is Norik. Sorry, not Norik. First we had Duke, and then we had Alden. Alden. Yeah, Duke, then Craig buy cards. I've distributed the cards now. And I think for the air of the podcast, we're going to keep those secret to the players. But other than that, I think it's time we get back on the move. Wait, did any other reverence purchases just happen that I need to be aware of?
Not yet, from me.
None yet? Or...
Not, unless you want to give me a reverence point, then I'll buy another card.
Nah, we'll lie. Alright. So we're back on the move. The party has just... So you're back in the hallway, I'm assuming back to walking, after dealing with that little flight of a book?
Yeah, I give it a kick.
Yeah.
On my way over.
Mm-hmm. We've all got our rifles raised, and Norik sitting there,
fuck
probably
that book.
Just behind cover. All of a sudden it's just like, what? Book?
Yeah. I go to Taylor, I'm like, actually, have a bandage or anything?
Mm-hmm. One moment.
Okay. So, looking at the book that just flew out and attacked us, I speak up. So, I know that, so I just want to say that this is completely in my field of expertise. This book is definitely exhibiting characteristics that, I would be qualified to study. But that, I don't think that, I don't think that this is the right time to look at this,
Well, yeah, I see Norik getting out of cover, and I'm like, stay there, someone's here. And I'm like, whoever's here, show yourself. And I'm like, checking around, heads on a swivel.
That book seems to have, no longer be a book, it more seems to be a pile of paper.
Yeah, but who threw it?
Okay.
It bit me. It literally had teeth. Actually, are the teeth still there? I'm looking around.
They do not seem to be there. We should clarify, now that you're thinking back on it, those teeth seem to be like... Well, let's phrase it like this. Give me a investigation roll.
That would be intelligence, I'm assuming.
Yes. So.
Can I make some sort of perception check to see if someone's around?
Oh my god, the critical!
Yeah, add me an awareness check for you to... On top of everyone else's.
I got
18.
19.4. I got 17.
So you feel reasonably confident, Alden, that no one is in the area.
They must have escaped. Wait. I go and check the bookshelf.
So you're starting to look through the bookshelf. I'm gonna... What?
Don't touch the books.
While you're starting to do that, I'm gonna hop over back to you, Riker, who is starting your exploration of this pile of paper. Well, I said you didn't find any teeth. Now that you're starting to pull through the papers, you're seeing what look to be small little nibbins of paper that have been sharpened to canine.
Are there... Canines. And is there any, I'm assuming there are blood on them?
Yes, you see what looks to be speckles of blood on the bottom.
I hand that to Craig, and then I go and I grab the bandage from Taylor and I wrap myself up.
So give yourself a first aid check at a penalty of a minus one for self-inflicted aid.
I'd keep my hand near my sidearm, but I'd put my rifle away. and I'll sort of inspect what Duke is giving me and go over and check the rest of the book myself.
So you see in your hand, alright, just heal yourself for 1d4 divided by 2 damage, rounding down. Alright. Back to what we were saying there, though, for you, Beck. So you're starting to look at whatever you've just been handed. It seems to be a small pile of paper, sharpened into small spines, about 3 centimeters in length from tip to toe, and they seem to be covered in a red substance.
Some Rikers on it.
Yes, some Riker is.
Does it look in any way man-made?
I mean, the book.
I'm gonna ask.
Yes.
As a,
I mean, there's writing on it.
As it is a book, yes, but I understand more specifically what you're saying, so I'm going to say... Occult?
Okay.
So I
a new skill for me.
So as I'm walking up to Craig... I'm walking up and I say to him, well, I do hope that you can understand why I have certain mannerisms as I've made a career out of dealing with things like this.
I'm going to scout on a head ball.
Okay.
He's looking at their
ball. All right, so you're starting to investigate the book.
Gun drawn. I'm not investigating the book, but I'm...
No, I was referring to Norik. So you're starting to... investigating the torn-up book, I just want to confirm.
Oh, well, no. I wasn't looking at it. I just walked up to Craig and was trying to talk to him.
Yeah. I think he's just kind of, like, in a state of... Like, honestly, not even, like, shock. He's just spaced out. Not paying attention. And that was a 15.6.
So what was that? So that was the occult roll?
Yes.
You think it does not look man-made at all. It seems to be... It's... I don't know if the word's too perfect, but too natural, probably.
Would this be something that... Like, would this be enough that he would, at least for a while, be questioning his sort of skepticism?
So you're a skeptic?
I am, yeah, skeptical.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Alright, so on to what you were
saying. He would at least hold on to these little pieces, at least.
You have them in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You're still a snarling skeptic, though.
Yeah.
Snarling skeptic.
So, I'd like to go up to the bookshelves, and can I roll a type of fate roll or something to see if I can find an empty book?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you just looking for something to write into?
Yeah. Let's see. That would be a... Yeah, 12.
A 12. Alright. Well, you probably found an empty small pocketbook.
Okay. By chance, was my pen in my lab coat, or do I have that in one of my pockets?
You probably can get a pen.
Okay. Well then, what I do is I just keep the notebook in one hand and I try to catch up to anyone, if anyone is moving forward, I try to catch up with them.
Mm-hmm.
That would be me.
Okay.
Michael. I'd also be moving on with you.
So everyone's being to fall into the order again.
Yep, but this time I'm a lot more on edge.
So you come into...
Me as well.
Mm. So ahead of you looks to be a small opening into another larger room of some type.
At this point, I think I'll have... I don't care about Taylor, but I'll have me and Duke, like, literally stack on either side and go to clear the room and keep Norik behind us.
Alright. So you've stacked up on the door, and you... or the archway, and you are entering. As mm-hmm. you turn the corners, you enter... This room seems to be a large room with tables lining the center, and on each side there are shelves jutting out, packed with books.
Okay, I'm gonna keep my space from the books. Is there any more? Did you say are there any more doors or up down there, stairs?
Roll me a investigate check.
That would be God. Why do I? God damn! 1 second. It's gonna take longer than I thought.
I'm gonna look for signs of people. Obviously, we haven't really seen anything, but
you're looking for signs of people. Keep coming back to it. Give me
15.2.
All right, 15.2. I'm gonna quick pop. Give me an investigate roll, Husky.
But with perception?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with perception. I rolled intelligence, no, but that's fine.
No, I want intelligence for this. He's trying to spot something, cool. Though. For your roll, let's say... You notice what looks to be small indentations on the back right corner of the room. You seem to be marking out some kind of entryway that's sealed.
Investigate.
What do these exactly look like? These indentations or markings?
They're probably about... They're thin, spindly symbols that depict a doorway with an eye positioned above it.
I'm gonna sketch that down in my like little notepad.
Okay.
And then... Can I try to... open whatever doorway it is? You said it's sealed.
It does not seem that I don't care.
Maybe it's a push door.
So that was a 19.4 for me.
So you're looking for... There does seem to have been someone here recently. You see what looked to be about size 12 boot prints.
I looked at Taylor.
They are, I should note, coming out... from wherever, coming out and in from what Riker is currently looking at.
Is there any give in the door?
No.
So there's prints going in and out from this door.
Mm-hmm. I see two routes.
It
I won't happen to be
the looks like this is the entrance, and I start pointing out the, I assume, footprints that I'm seeing. People have been going in and out from this location. Either there's something back there that they've been going towards, and I assume it's an entrance.
One moment. You see him reach into his bag that he's had on for a little while now, and he rolls out this thin mat of, it looks to be an explosive charge, sticks it to the wall.
I'm back on it.
Rolls it down, sealing it along the way, kind of gives it a pat, making sure it's all smooth. And starts coiling off a, probably about a 5-foot segment of detonation cord.
Gun drawn at door.
He pulls out a set of earplugs.
Yep.
Puts them in.
Rifle out.
Flicks back the cap. Flicks back the detonator handle. And then flicks the trigger. Within about 2 seconds, within a second of that activation, there seems to be a now smoking hole where the charge was. It extends about...
Enough for a person to go through.
Enough to slip through, but it's going to require a dexterity check. An athletics check, let's be more specific.
Oh my god.
Not perfect.
Who knew when crits can be actually annoying?
Not perfect. I'll slip through.
I got 15, so I'm assuming I can slip through a hole.
He starts to wriggle through, and you just kind of see after a moment, he pops through the hole. No idea.
18.3.
I had a gun in my hand.
All of you, Nord, what's your roll?
Sorry, remind me, what are we rolling again?
Athletics.
Athletics, okay.
Dexterity.
Do I have a penalty to that, because my legs are kind of screwed?
You're not feeling anything.
Oh, okay. So let's see.
Drugs. The power of drugs.
Okay. So let me see right here. Okay. So it'd be dexterity.
I mean, you're pretty small.
So that would be a 15.8.
You slip right through.
Yeah, well, I am short, so I'd hope I could slip through whatever this is.
So these seem to be long, subterranean, muddy tunnels now that you've slipped into. It seems to, with the usage of a flashlight, you can see it goes on for about 15 feet before it splits off into two separate paths.
Are there any other markings around?
No, it seems to be mud.
Okay.
At least to where you are at this point.
Forward and onward.
So you begin to come up to this first intersect. It's probably about 30, 40 feet. You know, let's say 40, just for simplicity's sake.
I want to roll like a type of intuition roll to see if I've ever seen a place like this before. Like if I recognize anything that's ever been like this type of tunnel we're going through.
I'm going to say an assurance of no.
Oh, okay.
Are there footprints?
Getting lost in an extensive library seems to be a bit outside the norm for you.
Are there footprints that Husky pointed out, that Craig pointed out? Are there any that are specifically going in one direction?
You mean navigate roll?
Okay. I'm assuming intelligence or perception?
Navigate is based off of intelligence.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't know where navigate. There it is. It's 7.5.
You think you see a higher density of footprints walking maybe left? You're not quite sure.
Okay. I'm going to take a couple steps over there and shine my light down there and wait for anyone to confirm nor to die if that's the way to go.
You're looking and it seems to lead to another room. A large stone room.
Yeah. I'll try to keep following my tracks, and I will take point.
What's the other one lead to? You probably just peek over the other side.
There's a bend, so you can't quite see from where you are.
I'll just go into the big room, then.
Seems to be another library room.
Duh. I always hated reading. More doors?
Mm-hmm. Looks to be one to the right side, so...
Are there more eyeball door things? Markings?
Not to your initial sight. No, you know what you're looking for. I'm not going to call for rolls to spot those.
You should have to roll to spot those or
not? You will not have to roll to spot those anymore. Okay. Now that you're looking for
something. I believe that the exit is the other way. That's my hunch. So...
Well,
do we want to split or do we want to stick together? I'm talking to Taylor and Craig, and I guess I'm just talking to everyone. So I'm just listening up, everyone.
The entrance is potentially a higher priority, but this is good to know. There's definitely high traffic over here, and there's definitely been recent foot traffic. Whatever's going on in this location is probably something we need to check out, considering we're here to find a group. Mm. And the government's been looking into this location for whatever reason.
Well, our job's basically done. We just gotta get out of here now. Alive. Mm. That'd be my preferable choice.
This... We're not just tasked with finding them. We're tasked with dealing with them. Now...
We're getting out of here.
Okay.
If I'm under...
I assume we're going to be radioing for backup, then?
Don't think we're needing any radio communications down here, but I know that...
Right.
I know that boot tread style. That's a familiar pattern enough.
Okay. From the markings on the entrance that we just went through, it seems that might be leading towards the exit, and I'm not seeing anything here, so I'm keen on taking the other direction.
Okay, well, let's just make note of how to get here from the entrance, then. And we'll come back and investigate this, I assume, with some extra manpower.
I'm going the other way, down that little bend.
So you're starting to trek back. So at the end of this little bend, you see what looks to be a nestled wood door.
I would also be trying to essentially map my way back as we're going to the entrance.
You're not going to the entrance. You're going back to that Y intersect and taking the other branches where he said he's going. The entrance, to your guys' knowledge, has been blocked off by whatever that hand was.
Go
ahead.
Well,
you go first.
Well, I was just going to say, as we continue walking, I guess I go up to Craig, and I say, so why couldn't we try shooting whatever was blocking the door again? I mean, that solves most problems.
It was a statue.
Yes, I'm sure it would have burst into dust or something if we shot it enough.
Well, if I knew we had that wall charge, then maybe that would have been my first thought, but...
When books are flying at you, I don't want to see what concrete hands do, so...
I default to you, Taylor. I mean, I assume you've got some plan to get us out of here?
Yes. Not sure how good of a plan it is, but I have a plan.
Well, lead the way.
Are there any markings on that door that you said the
window? No, it does not seem to be marked. Well, if you guys...
I'm just going to go through it anyway.
As we keep walking...
Guess we're going there, then.
As we keep walking, I look over to Taylor. You know, if you wouldn't have done whatever you would have done to my legs, I would have no trust in... What was that?
Oh, you're talking about the medicine. I thought you were about to say I did something to your legs to injure them.
No, I'm just saying that if you hadn't have done whatever you did to my legs to make them work right now, I would have no faith in whatever this plan is, but it seems that whatever you have, I'm going to trust you on this.
All right.
You don't have much of a choice at this point. Our only entrance is blocked by, well,
I think we should probably statue. I think we should go follow your cohort real quick, then we'll continue executing my plan. So I'm going to... As you all are beginning to funnel into this small room, it's... This room is like a... It seems to be dark, is the first thing you notice. So I want everyone to give me a perception roll, flat.
Okay.
Flat? Oh God, I only gotta roll like a million dice. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Travesty. Well, you can only roll...
I crit on a d8? That's crazy.
So, if I...
Only an 18.
I have a question about my... So if I critical, can I roll like a dice that's... Because like I rolled my d8.
But okay, what's going to happen is you have to select if you want to use the d10s or the d8s.
Okay. So even if I get like a critical on the... Because like I said, I only have d10s. Or I only have d8s. So if I roll and get a critical, I can't use the d10 I get...
No, so he's saying you can roll the entire thing, so it would be 2d10, I believe, and then you continue to roll from there,
but it is 1d10.
Only using d8 and only using d10, okay, sorry, but only using the d8 you pick your two highest, or only using the d10 you pick your two highest, and whichever of those is higher.
Yes.
Okay, so basically criticals mean nothing anymore.
No, they do.
They do if they beat your d8 pool.
So let's say you have 2d8 and you roll 2 8s, and then you roll 2 10s, you'd still take the 20 instead of the 16.
Yeah, I was just curious because I rolled an 8 on the d10, then I rolled a 7 and an 8 on the d8, so it'd probably be best to go with just the d8s.
Yes, you'd keep the d8s for 15.
Okay.
I got 18.
So 15, 18, 19. Yep. There's something else in this room with you, or multiple something else's.
Norik, get back.
That is when a voice crackles through the air.
Why, hello there.
I respond.
One moment. Let us get the lights on.
As they're talking like this, I talk back to Craig. I don't know, they seem like they'd like to talk this over.
That line, you see about 8 to 10 torches come alight instantly, brightening up the entire room.
Sorry about the darkness, we always like to check who's coming through.
Oh, there's a lot of you.
So as you're looking at these, it looks to be about 8 humanoids of a tan. Their skin tone is a deep tan. And they seem to be covered in small divots or dots. And they...
Can I, like, sign to Taylor if I'm like, do you know who this is?
I want to finish the description, then you can go sign that. So you're looking at them, they look mostly humanoid, as I said. They have a mixture of hair colors and different shades of that dark tan skin tone. The main characteristic differentiating them from most humans is their facial structure, where it seems their eyes have been centralized into one larger eye.
Okay. So as Duke is signing this over to Taylor, I have an action I'd like to do, but I'll go on ahead and let that happen first.
So you just see Taylor just go, maybe.
Okay, so I try to push my way to the front of the line, and I look at these figures, and I say, hello there.
Hello.
We're kind of a little bit, lost. Do you think that you could give us some directions, please? Could I make that a persuade roll?
Feel free.
Okay.
I'm just gonna sign just the word safe to, I'm asking him, like, are they safe to, Taylor?
So as you say that, you receive less more.
So I rolled a 20.5.
Ah! So I think we might just be able to help you with that. I'm Grobna.
Grobna the librarian.
Goknar, is that what you said?
Grobna. Grobna.
Grobnar.
Grobnar the barbarian. And I might be able to help you with your little efforts there.
The barbarian?
No, librarian. I said librarian.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you said barbarian the second time. I got very concerned.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Grobnar.
Yes, nice to meet you. Welcome to the... welcome to our literary camp. So you're...
Yes, we're...
Grobnar, would you...
As you're looking around, you see what look to be makeshift canvas coverings. More like makeshift canvas sacks for sleeping in. There's tables with... books stacked high. Meals are being prepared, and it's just... It's a...
Out of character. You said Grobnar,
yes,
right?
Yes, Grobnar. Grobnar the librarian.
Okay. Where might we be, Grobnar?
Oh!
This library.
You're in the Traveler's Library.
Okay.
And currently, you've stumbled into the tunnels.
I'm sorry, did you say the... Wanderers?
No, travelers.
Huh? Oh, travelers. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of things since my legs got a little bit injured.
All right. All right, little human. Your legs are injured. Let's see what
yes.
we can do about that.
I'm sorry, can I just step back for a second? Did you say human? Are you implying that you aren't human?
You see his singular eye just blink.
Oh, sorry. You see, I only have one eye myself, so I didn't associate that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a peek at your leg.
Well, I...
Take a seat.
He leads you over to a small mat on the ground.
Okay. And I waddle my way up to there.
I'll sign to Duke. What should we do?
They seem to be pretty safe, I sign back.
So...
Be wary.
Any reactions? Are you guys walking over, or are you just letting this happen?
Just
while
let it happen.
This is happening, I'm gonna let... I feel kind of... I don't know why. I feel... I trust them a bit.
I'm gonna stay by the door myself, but I'm not gonna
I'm
stop
just gonna...
Them.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna ask questions of, like... What is this library? Why did the book try to eat me?
So, while Grobnar steps over to talk to you all, you see two others I'm going to start with Norik. So the two introduce themselves, one in by the name of Zorfu, and the other goes by the name of Hibub.
Zorfu?
Hibub.
Hibub. Those are amazing names.
So Zorfu and Hibub.
Yes. All right, so we're going to come
so I
patch
give them
up your legs for you.
Oh, thank you very much. By the way, my name is Norik. It is a pleasure to meet you, Zorfu and Hibba.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Now I'm going to need to take a close look at your legs for you. Mind rolling up your pant legs for me?
I lift them up as far as I can.
So we, as you roll them up, your legs are looking definitely worse for shape. Maybe they look bruised up and down. Seems like there's a slight bump about halfway up, and by your ankles, there's like bumps where maybe the bone is pushing against skin.
So as I see this, I just speak out, excuse me, Mr. Taylor, I thought you said that you would help my legs. It looks like you screwed them up just a little bit worse.
I said I'd stop the pain.
You haven't yelped once. Seems like you did his job.
I just look back, a look of, like, I don't even know how to feel, like...
Betrayal.
We'll talk about this later, Mr. Taylor.
I said I could fix your legs later, not now. I said I'd fix the pain.
I see. I follow Zorfu and Hibub right now.
So you're laying on this little mat, and you just see immediately Zorfu raises his hand and just... his fingers jut out, and little tiny spines just jut out from each of them.
Well, that's cool.
And then he takes a moment to raise his hand and slam them into your leg. And I think we're going to call the end of this episode here. Thank you for listening to this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast.
Oh,
I've been your host, the administrator, and this has been my party. Bad Rhino, Husky Wolf, and Fisherman Murray. Catch us next week. Next Friday for our next episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. We are produced under a CC BY SA 4.0 license. Follow us on Twitter, and please don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and whoever. It's the only way we can get more viewers and we can improve the quality of this podcast. Thank you all for listening.